Alt ETFs draw inflows, May 21. While BTC and ETH spot ETFs bleed U.S. spot ETF flow data for May 21, 2026 showed a clean split across product lines. HYPE, SOL, and XRP spot ETFs posted net inflows, while BTC and ETH spot ETFs both registered net outflows. The directional divergence was first flagged by Cointelegraph on the morning of May 22nd and lands as Bitcoin trades at $77,332, down 0.5% on the day and 3.9% on the week as of May 22. With the Fear and Greed Index at 40, neutral. A clean split across the product line, May 21st was not a panic day in headline price terms. BTC moved less than 1%, ETH was roughly flat at 2,125, and SOL ticked up 0.15% to $86.60. But the flow tape told a sharper story than the price tape. The two largest U.S. crypto ETF categories, BTC Spot and ETH Spot, both leaked capital. The three newer alt categories, HYPE Spot, SOL Spot, and XRP Spot, all took in capital. For HYPE, that is notable on its own. Hyperliquid only recently overtook Solana on fully diluted valuation, and HYPE Spot ETFs are still building their float. The fact that they posted positive flows on a day when BTC and ETH did not point to investors topping up newer exposures rather than redeploying out of alts entirely. For SOL and XRP, this is less of a launch story and more of a relative strength story. Both tokens have been bid in line with their ETF launches earlier this year, and May 21st added another day of positive subscription to that base. Macro tape made BTC and ETH the obvious sources. The week's macro backdrop helps explain why BTC and ETH were the funds being drained rather than just the funds being ignored. Bitcoin slipped below $77,000 earlier this week after a Trump warning on Iran hit risk assets broadly, and ETH has been the weaker leg of the major pair trade, down 5.7% on the 7-day. Goldman Sachs separately exited its XRP and SOL ETF positions and cut ETH holdings by 70% in its latest 13F, a reminder that institutional positioning is anything but uniform. Allocators trimming risk on the week have an easy choice. Pull from the largest, most liquid crypto ETFs first. BTC and ETH spot ETFs are exactly that. Alt ETFs, in contrast, are smaller in absolute dollar terms, so the same allocator can keep building positions there without moving market. That dynamic is what produces a split like May 24. It does not require a thesis change. It only requires that the marginal redemption hits the deepest pool, while the marginal subscription goes to the thinner one. Reading the rotation narrowly, the May 24 split is one day of data. Read it as a checkpoint, not a thesis. A few framings hold up under that constraint. Alt ETFs are no longer treated as a single bucket. HYPE, SOL, and XRP each have their own flow profile now, and the gap between them and BTC ETH on flow days like May 21 is widening enough to show up in daily prints. BTC and ETH outflows on a sub 1% move day suggest tactical de-risking rather than capitulation. Heavier outflows usually accompany sharper drawdowns. The Fear and Greed Index at 40 is on the lower end of neutral, not fear. Flow rotation in this regime tends to be incremental, not violent. The next confirmation point is whether May 22 prints look the same. A single day divergence is noise. 2 or 3 days in a row would start to look like a positioning shift, and would matter more for traders sizing alt exposure than for long-only holders of BTC or ETH. Read across for spending and on-ramp users. For users on the wallet and card side, the immediate read across is small. ETF flows do not change what a crypto-linked debit or credit product does day-to-day. Top-up tokens still convert at point of sale at whatever spread the issuer charges, and reward yields on staking-linked cards follow on-chain APYs, not ETF subscriptions. The indirect effect is on the tokens being topped up. Cards that lean heavily on SOL or XRP-denominated rewards, or that sit inside Solana wallets like Solflare or Jupiter, benefit when those tokens hold relative bid through weeks like this one. Cards anchored to ETH yields or BTC-denominated rewards face more pressure when the major pair side of the market is the one being sold. That is not a recommendation to chase the rotation. It is a reminder that the underlying token still drives the economics of any crypto-funded card, and ETF flows are one of the cleaner signals of where institutional allocators are choosing to sit.